Instead of teaching them, give sports and ways of training to kids. You don't have to see them.
We're supposed to cleanse
ourselves. The Bible said, you don't have to see them, but if you see them.
Right.
The Bible tells us to cleanse ourselves.
That's right.
Supposed to do some possessing of our vessels in sanctification.
Mm-hmm.
And that means denying your flesh. Possessing it, saying, no, we're not doing that.
Yes.
We're not watching that. We're not going to go there.
Jesus.
We're not going to partake of this evil that everybody says is okay. We're not going to do it. We're going to possess our vessels in sanctification and in honor.
Thank you.
God, help us.
Help us, Lord.
That's
right. You're so right.
We don't have any responsibility these days.
I'm telling you.
You know, Jesus did it all. Yes, he did. And I'm so thankful. Jesus paid it all. But we are sons of God, and as sons and daughters of God, we have a responsibility. We don't need to bring a reproach on the name of Christ.
That's exactly what it does.
We talk about upholding your family name.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Christian, you need to act like a Christian.
Guard
your conversation.
Be grateful for Jesus.
Guard your Facebook account for crying out loud. Be careful on Facebook. Be careful everywhere.
Let your good
be evil spoken of.
Right.
Lord, help us.
Jesus.
I'm sorry I got wound up.
Good. That's right. That's a blessing.
Glory to God.
That needs to be said. When Joanne first started speaking, this scripture came to my mind, to my heart. This is James 4:6. It says, but he gives more grace, wherefore he saith, God resist the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
Yes. Yes.
Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Yeah.
Now watch verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And he says, cleanse your hands, you sinners. And then he said, purify your hearts, you double-minded.
Yes, yeah. Lord.
Our righteousness came to us. Our faith helps us receive the grace of God. So we're righteous because we believe the word of God. So we can't afford to be double-minded.
Amen.
We have to be all in.
That's right.
And the easiest way to do it is to stay focused on Jesus, yes, regarding the word of God.
Yes, the word says,
contend for it. Do it on purpose.
Yeah.
That's right.
On purpose.
Words are spirit and they
do
are
it on
life.
Purpose.
So the way you get that spiritual life out of you, you can't do it with your mind and your emotions and your physical body. God has connected us with our soul, which is the conduit that takes us.
Yeah.
And that spiritual word to our soul, which makes the decision for our flesh. So the key is, like you say all the time, knowing how much God loves you and how much you love God, and then the word.
Yeah.
Because that's the spiritual life.
It is the word.
Yeah. That's what it is, that spiritual life.
Yeah.
Yes. The words are spirit and they are life.
Yeah.
Carnally mind is dead.
Yes,
sin
is
dead.
Yes.
So carnally mind is just physical things that you see, feel, and you know.
Yeah.
But when you get this spiritual book, the spiritual word in you, and you let it be in your soul, that just the soul part of your heart. The spirit's it's there. So that's why people that aren't born again can read this Bible from cover to cover and study it for years and not receive what we receive.
Yeah, that's right. It takes faith.
Yeah, and then that love continually grows for God. And as you love God, who would want to do anything that will hurt you? And all of it's for our good.
It's a blessing. When we look into Him, we're receiving His revelation.
Yes.
And then we're believing it. That's why we're righteous, because we act on it. We speak it.
Yes.
Pastor said one day after church, I was talking to him out there. He said, you know, when you receive the word of God, demons fall off your life.
Oh, yes. Lord.
You're persuaded by the Lord, and the enemy's deception has nowhere to stick to you. It just falls off. It just...
And one of the biggest things with life is praying in the spirit.
Yeah.
Because if you stay time in the spirit, you are not just Mary, you are spiritual Mary.
Yeah.
It builds you up, buddy. And somebody cuss you from one end to the other, and it has no effect on you.
Yeah.
And you love them with such a love. But it's the key, is that's one of our weapons, is spiritual praying.
When you pray in the Holy Spirit, whatever you study, the Holy Spirit can put that puzzle together for you.
Oh, good. Well, that's
with it. You're praying your greatest needs.
Yes.
You're praying for what you need the most. And you're opening the door for the Lord to reveal it to you. And from there, you'll have faith in it and speak it and do it.
Yes. Thank you.
When we look to Jesus, which is identically the same as standing on the Word of God, we're looking to the Word. Mm-hmm. We're receiving His instruction. When we do that, God looks bigger and our problems look smaller.
Yes, amen.
Whatever we desire, it'll be in its proper context and God will stay bigger.
Yes.
But when you get away from the Word and you look at other things, mm-hmm. those things get bigger.
Uh-huh.
God looks smaller.
Because
in your eyes.
Carnally minded.
Yeah. In your eyes, the Lord looks smaller. Your problems will look bigger, whatever you want to look bigger.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that'll become your passion. But when the Word of God is, when you're focused on Him, mm-hmm. God will be bigger.
Yes.
Your problems will be smaller. Mm-hmm. And whatever you're after will be in its right perspective. And you'll enjoy it more.
Oh, yes.
You'll enjoy your marriage in a greater way. Mm-hmm. The possessions you attain in a greater way. The things you're after. The things you desire. If you steadily look to the Lord, you'll enjoy it. All of your life in a much greater way. And when you do the work of God, your joy increases till it's full. And when Mary said that we were going to do the book of Jude, I was doing cartwheels aside because I knew that was the Holy Ghost. This is one of my favorite books.
Looks like all three agreed. It's a strong chord we're going to see.
You know how you hear something and you know that's the Holy Ghost in this. And now Jude, the servant of Jesus, I was always told that Jude is the brother of Jesus.
He was.
And I believe that. And I thank God that Brother Horton helped clarify it. I never knew how to put it together. But
I know the references in your Bible say.
Yeah. forget the references in your Bible.
Those may not be correct.
Yeah.
Forget those little A's and B's and stuff.
Yeah, the italicized words. They're not always accurate.
No.
Now, but I love this book. It keeps you back. This is a book of balance. It'll Amen. Show you how to stay steady. Verse 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. So he's talking to God's people. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Now to say this had to happen to him. This happened to him too. And 1 Peter said he talked about the great and precious promises being multiplied to us. And now the things we desire, they're added, but the mercy and grace of God and the love of God is multiplied.
Amen.
And from there, you'll receive all things. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added.
Amen.
I've been praying and asking the Lord about what I don't know about prosperity, because I want to prosper. I want to be able to, in the last days, I want to prosper so I can be a blessing in a greater way.
Amen.
So, I'm finding that it's easy. It's very, very, very easy. If you seek first the kingdom of God, like He's saying, you're going to receive not only. Every time I sought the Lord on something, I always learned what I was after, but I always learned many other things.
Yes.
Because while God, and some things, in order for Him to teach you, He has to show you things that you need so that you can receive what He's going to show you.
Okay.
So I always learn more than I'm after. And for more than one reason. Sometimes I have to learn some steps to get to where I'm going. And sometimes because he finally showed me what I'm after, it opens the door for me to learn greater things.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you to see Him. As long as you're focused on the Lord, you're receiving pure revelation. And if you keep looking to Him, you'll keep receiving. It won't stop. And whatever you pray for, our prayers already avail much. You'll understand it better. You'll realize it. The more you love contrary people, you'll realize that God loves you. And the more you want to love contrary people. And see, contrary people is an easy problem to fix. All the Lord has to do, he'll give you an anointing that can break their yokes. Now let me explain. When a yoke is broken, now you're free to choose. You've been inspired. You've received information. You have the ability to make a sober choice, and that's what the gospel does for people. It breaks up all the lies that the enemy has told, all the snares. It breaks it. Then they hear the gospel, and from that point, they're free to think and they can choose.
Yes.
And most people will. Many will believe. Some will not. Jesus said the harvest is great. But because of the traps, sometimes there are people that would get saved, but they're tied to this world. They're trapped. They can't. In their eyes, God is microscopic, and their problems are huge.
Yes.
And there's nothing in the world that can make it any different. So when an anointing comes along and breaks it and magnifies God in their eyes and shows them the truth about what's going on in their life, then they can, from there, they can judge and they can make a sober choice and come out of the world if they want to. But the way sin works, it undoes everything of God. Sin will harden your heart. People that once hated sin, if they allow it somewhere, it works like a seed too. It works like leaven, not a seed. It works like leaven. Leaven is infectious. Seeds grow and they produce, they serve. Leaven destroys. Leaven is like cancer. It eats you up from the inside out. Worry destroys the strength you already have. Fear drives you into what you don't want. You know, it's a driver. It causes you to make all the choices necessary to receive what you fear. All these things that are the enemy, people don't know. Unbelief is rejection. You reject what's going to help you. It puts you on all sin hardens your heart against God. So the seeds of pride, they're the worst. that's the most contrary sin out there. It has no, you can't reason in pride. It takes away your ability to, against all odds, you'll choose the wrong thing. Now, there's two things going. There's two attractions that people go after. The Word of God helps us to gravitate to the love of God, charity, serving people. And the enemy, he's attracted to power. Judas was attracted to power. Anybody that's attracted to power, when they love power more than God, they're going to do exactly what Satan wants them to do. And Judas going to help bring people back to balance. Because things get out of hand. When mercy, the mercy and peace and love is multiplied in your eyes, God gets greater. And all the problems of the world get small, and you can run those Canaanites out of town. It's just like Israel was supposed to drive out the Canaanites. We're supposed to drive out the things of darkness, casting down imaginations as they come. And this is what he's bringing us to. Verse 3 says, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." In verse 3, when the Lord give you a message, just like fire shut up in your bones, there's a drive. You can't wait to share it. And he said, "Well, I gave all diligence to write unto you." That tells me that fire was burning. And he wrote this word straight from the Holy Spirit to bless the people of God. And that to the point, some people will believe, but they really won't contend for the faith. When they should contend, they'll be silent. But he's bringing people to the point that they contend for the faith. They go forward in the love of God. And in that, people are contrary. When you see God, their contrariness is no big deal. He'll give you the wisdom to conquer whatever they're doing and help them overcome what they their deception. Deception is trust in darkness. So when people trust the wrong thing is truth, the light of God's word will expose it for what it is. And then and the same people that's contrary to you can turn around, get saved, and be a blessing to you. And that, you know, I used to watch Rambo a long time ago, and the way he would fight, he would subdue his enemy. He set all these traps, and when he leave, it'll all go off. I mean, just and then he'll rescue whoever he was out there. So when we follow the Holy Spirit, we do the same thing. We work, our warfare is a lot like his was. Our warfare style would be a lot like Rambo's was. We preach a word, that word gets in people's heart, it grows, and they change. And our very human enemies can be saved. The demonic enemies can be driven out of town. At your word, when you see trouble, tell Satan to stop. He's got to stop. He has no choice. He'll be happy to quit, because I don't know what those angels do when you speak the name of Jesus, but he has no interest in continuing.
You have to contend for the faith first. You're prepared to do it.
That's it. Mm-hmm. What is the faith? How does faith come?
By hearing.
Hearing the word of God. Not just hearing, but hearing and hearing the word of God. Getting the revelation on the word of God.
Continuing in that word. Continuing in my word.
Yeah. and when
contend for it means there's not going to be easy.
That's right.
That word. You're gonna have to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You got to do.
You got to move out and run after the word.
Yeah.
You're
serious. But see, some of those boys tried that and got their butts whipped.
Yeah, they wasn't in Christ.
How do we avoid that nowadays? Because you know,
you got to be in Christ.
The media sicked on you, and you know, even God can't save you from the media sometimes. You know.
Well, we not worried about the media.
No, right? Okay. You know
we're not
what?
Worried about the devil and what he does.
Okay. Jesus once said, "If you're in court, and they take you before the magistrates, he said, don't say anything.
Yeah.
It'll be revealed what you should say."
Yeah.
Now, when I've been in situations like that, in the face of confrontation and contention, the Lord will give you the perfect word, and it will silence the room.
Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord.
And then you're like, wow, that didn't come from my mind. It came from the heart of God.
Yes.
And that's what we got to get back to. This is where we got to be. I can see what's going to happen as we study this, the book of Jude. We're going to get back there.
These are not part-time Christians.
No.
they are not a Christian when it's convenient.
Uh-uh.
He said, you know, and just when it looks good to someone I want to impress.
Yeah.
But these people are serious about, he wants you to be serious about the faith.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you just, I don't like a lot of foolishness when it comes to the gospel. It,
uh-huh.
You know, I really don't. I don't like to hear ministers, you know, take the word and be silly with it, really.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, say anything about the Holy Ghost and stuff. This is serious business.
It is.
So we need to be earnestly contending for it.
Yeah.
It's a way of life for us. It's not just a when I come to church thing.
Yes. Yeah.
This is not when I'm around sister at Walmart.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I bump into her and I want to impress her with how good I holy I am. And uh-huh. You know, and start speaking word to her. No, it's every day, every moment lifestyle.
That's right. It's the life of God.
It is.
It's holy.
Yeah, and you know, some people just want to be Christians
when it's convenient.
No.
You know, when I sought the Lord about things that trouble me, I said, Lord, you got to show me how to deal with this. I don't know how. If you can be honest with the Lord and receive from him, you can change whatever's wrong in your life.
Yes. God,
and I have to testify, it's true. If you're weak, he's still powerful. He can show you how to be, how to walk in love. And that love is the road to power.
Amen. Ooh, that's good.
The love of God is the road to power. Every time I made a change, it was because of the love of God.
That's right. Love.
And when we're looking at him, we learn to love like he does.
And love is the key to faith and believing God. Because if you love, know how much God loves you,
yeah,
the faith is a whole lot easier.
Faith right. works by love.
Yes.
Faith works by love.
You know, men like to be tough.
Tendency to think of loving people. But my, you have to focus sometimes on how much God loves you.
Yeah.
Yes.
When I was young, I wanted to be tough.
We know he loves us. Amen.
But I had to learn how to love in order to be tough.
Yeah, yeah. We know
he loves us. Amen.
And I still want to be tough.
I be telling Brother Monty all the time, you know. Mm-hmm. When I asked for a few dollars and stuff, I said, I thought you loved me, brother.
You know,
I got bills to pay, man. Where's your love at, man?
Understand
it, man.
He says
you're a scholar in this thing, man. But I thought you loved me.
Yes, that's why I'm not
hearing
it.
He'll teach
you
the
next one again.
Oh yeah. All right, we're out of time.
God's good.
Yeah, he is.
Praise the Lord.
All right, dear Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, your guidance. I thank you for I thank you for all the people of God that love. Lord, bless us to go forward in Jesus' mighty name, doing all that's in your heart with great joy. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Good job.